Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. This is Harriet. I will be your reader today. And today we have Thursday, the 19th of November, or the 3rd of Kislev on the Hebrew calendar. The parasha this week is called Toldot, which means generations. And a portion from the Torah today is Genesis chapter 26, verse 30, through chapter 27 and verse 27. Before we start reading the scriptures, let's bless the Lord and thank Him for giving us His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Amen. Then he made a feast for them, and they ate and drank. Then they got up early in the morning and made a pledge, each to his brother. Then Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in Shalom. Now it happened that on that day Isaac's servants came and told him about the well that they dug, and said to him, "We've found water." So he called it Pledge. That is why the city's name is Be'er Sheva to this day. When Esau was 40 years old, he took as wife Judith, the daughter of Be'eri the Hittite, and Basemat, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. But they caused a bitterness of spirit for Isaac and Rebekah. Now it was, when Isaac grew old and his eyes were too dim to see, that he called Esau his elder son and said to him, "My son." "Here I am," he said to him. "Look, I'm old," he said. "I don't know the day of my death. So now, please take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt me some game. Then prepare me a delicious meal that I love, and bring it to me so I may eat, so that my soul may bless you before I die." Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac was speaking to Esau his son. So while Esau went to the field to hunt game to bring in, Rebekah said to Jacob her son, "Look, I heard your father speaking to your brother Esau, saying, 'Bring me some game and prepare me a delicious meal that I may eat and bless you in the Lord's presence before my death.' So now, my son, listen to my voice, to what I am commanding you. Go now to the flock and bring me two good young goats from there, so that I may prepare them as a delicious meal for your father that he'll love. Then you'll bring it to your father to eat, so that he may bless you before his death." But Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, "Look, my brother Esau is a hairy man, but I'm a smooth man. Perhaps my father will touch me, and he'll take me for a mocker, and I'll bring upon myself a curse and not a blessing." Then his mother said to him, "Let your curse fall on me, my son. Just listen to me and go get them for me." So he went and got them and brought them to his mother, and his mother prepared a delicious meal that his father would love. Rebekah also took her elder son Esau's favorite clothes that were with her in the house, and she put them on her younger son Jacob, along with the skins of the young goats on his hands and on the hairless part of his neck. So she put the delicious meal and the bread that she had prepared in the hand of Jacob, her son. Then he came to his father and said, "My father." And he said, "I am here. Who are you, my son?" Then Jacob said to his father, "I am your firstborn, Esau. I have done just what you said to me. Sit up, please, and eat some of my wild game, so that your soul may bless me." Then Isaac said to his son, "How in the world were you able to find it so quickly, my son?" He said, "Because the Lord your God made it happen for me." Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come closer so I can feel you, my son, whether or not you really are my son Esau." So Jacob came closer to his father Isaac, and he felt him. Then he said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are Esau's hands." He did not recognize him, because his hands were like the hairy hands of his brother Esau. So he blessed him. But he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" So he said, "I am." Then he said, "Bring it to me, and I'll eat some of my son's wild game, so that my soul may bless you." So he brought it to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Please come closer and kiss me, my son." So he came closer and kissed him. When he smelled the smell of his clothes, he blessed him and said, "Behold, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that the Lord has blessed." That was Genesis 26:30 through 27:27. Now we have the portion from the prophets, which is today Judges chapter 21. Now the men of Israel had sworn in Mizpah, saying, "None of us will give his daughter to Benjamin in marriage." So the people came to Bethel and sat there till evening before God, and lifted up their voices and wept bitterly. They said, "Lord God of Israel, why has this happened in Israel, that one tribe should be missing in Israel?" Then it was on the next day that the people rose up early and built an altar there, and offered burnt offerings and fellowship offerings. Then Bnei Israel asked, "Who is there among all the tribes of Israel who did not come up to the assembly before the Lord?" For they had made a great oath concerning anyone who did not come up to the Lord at Mizpah, saying, "He will surely be put to death." Now Bnei Israel felt sorry for Benjamin, their brother, and said, "Today one tribe has been cut off from Israel. What should we do about providing wives for those who are left, since we have sworn by the Lord not to give them any of our daughters in marriage?" Then they inquired, "Which one of the tribes of Israel that did not go up to the Lord at Mizpah?" Then behold, no one had come to the camp from Jabesh-Gilead to the assembly. For when the people were numbered, behold, not one of the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead was there. So the congregation sent 12,000 valiant warriors there and commanded them, saying, "Go and strike the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead with the edge of the sword, with the woman and the little ones. Now this is the thing that you will do. You are to utterly destroy every male and every woman who has lain with a man." So they found among the inhabitants of Jabesh-Gilead 400 young virgins who had not known man by lying with him. They brought them to the camp at Shiloh, which is in the land of Canaan. Then the whole congregation sent and spoke to the children of Benjamin, who were in the rock of Rimmon, and proclaimed shalom to them. When Benjamin returned at that time, they gave him the women whom they had spared from the women of Jabesh-Gilead. Yet there were not enough for them. So the people were sorry for Benjamin, because the Lord had made a breach in the tribes of Israel. Then the elders of the congregation said, "What should we do about wives for those who are left, since the women have been destroyed out of Benjamin?" They said, "The survivors of Benjamin must have heirs, so that a tribe would not be blotted out from Israel. Yet we cannot give them wives of our daughters, for Bnei Israel has sworn, saying, 'Cursed is he who gives a wife to Benjamin.'" So they said, "Behold, there is the feast of the Lord from year to year at Shiloh, which is to the north of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goes up from Bethel to Shechem, and to the south of Lebona." So they commanded the children of Benjamin, saying, "Go and hide in the vineyards, and watch, and behold, if the daughters of Shiloh should come out to join in the dances, Then come out of the vineyards, and let each of you catch his wife from among the daughters of Shiloh. Then go to the land of Benjamin. So it will be, if their fathers or brothers come to complain to us, that we will say to them, Grant them graciously for us, because we did not provide each one of them his wife in battle, nor did you give the girls to them, else you would be now guilty. So the children of Benjamin did so, and took the number of wives from the dancers whom they carried off. Then they went and returned to their inheritance, and rebuilt the towns and settled in them. So Bnei Israel departed from there at that time, each man to his tribe and family. Everyone went out from there to his own inheritance. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. That was Judges 21. Now the portion from the writings is today Psalm 44. For the director of music, of the sons of Korah, a maskil. We have heard it with our ears, O God. Our ancestors have told us what you did in their days, in days long ago. When with your hand, you drove out the nations and planted our ancestors. You crushed the peoples and made our ancestors flourish. It was not by their sword that they won the land, nor did their arm bring them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. You are my king and my God, who decrees victories for Jacob. Through you we push back our enemies. Through your name we trample our foes. I put no trust in my bow. My sword does not bring me victory. But you give us victory over our enemies. You put our adversaries to shame. In God we make our boast all day long, and we will praise your name forever. But now you have rejected and humbled us. You no longer go out with our armies. You made us retreat before the enemy, and our adversaries have plundered us. You gave us up to be devoured like sheep, and have scattered us among the nations. You sold your people for a pittance, gaining nothing from their sale. You have made us a reproach to our neighbors, the scorn and derision of those around us. You have made us a byword among the nations. The peoples shake their heads at us. I live in disgrace all day long, and my face is covered with shame. At the taunts of those who reproach and revile me, because of the enemy who is bent on revenge. All this came upon us, though we had not forgotten you. We had not been false to your covenant. Our hearts had not turned back. Our feet had not strayed from your path. But you crushed us and made us a haunt for jackals. You covered us with deep darkness. If we had forgotten the name of our God, or spread out our hands to a foreign god, would not God have discovered it, since he knows the secrets of the heart? Yet for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. Awake, Lord, why do you sleep? Rouse yourself, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our misery and oppression? We are brought down to the dust, our bodies cling to the ground. Rise up and help us. Rescue us because of your unfailing love. And that was Psalm 44. And now we have our final portion today from the apostles, and it is Mark chapter 3. Yeshua entered the synagogue again, and a man with a withered hand was there. Now some were carefully watching him to see if he would heal him on Shabbat, so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, Stand up here in the center. Then he said to them, Is it permitted on Shabbat to do good or to do evil, to save a life or to kill? but they kept silent. After looking around at them with anger, grieved by their hardness of heart, he says to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out right away with the Herodians and began plotting against him, how they might destroy him. Yeshua withdrew to the sea with his disciples, and a large crowd from the Galilee followed. From Judea and from Jerusalem and from Idumea and beyond the Jordan and around Tyre and Sidon, a great number, hearing all he was doing, came to him. He told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not mob him. For he had healed many, so that all those afflicted fell down before him in order to touch him. And the unclean spirits, whenever they saw him, would fall down before him and cry out, "You are Ben Elohim." But Yeshua strictly ordered them not to make him known. Now he climbs up on the mountain and calls those he himself wanted, and they came to him. He appointed 12, whom he also named emissaries, so that they might be with him, and he might send them to proclaim the good news, and to have power to drive out demons. And he appointed the 12. To Simon he gave the name Peter. To Jacob and his brother John, the sons of Zebedee, he gave the name Boanerges, which is sons of thunder. And Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, Jacob the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judah from Cryot, who also betrayed him. Then he comes into a house, and again a crowd gathers so they couldn't even eat. When his family heard about this, they went out to take hold of him, for they were saying, "He's out of his mind." The Torah scholars who came down from Jerusalem said, "He's possessed by Beelzebul," and, "By the ruler of demons he drives out demons." He called them and began speaking to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has raised up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house to ransack his property, unless he first ties up the strong man. Then he will thoroughly plunder his house. Amen, I tell you, all things will be forgiven the sons of men, the sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever slanders the Ruach HaKodesh never has release, but is guilty of an eternal sin." For they were saying, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mothers and brothers came. Standing outside, they sent word to him, summoning him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they tell him, "Look, your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you." Answering them, he said, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" Looking at those sitting in a circle around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God, he is my brother and sister and mother." That was Mark chapter 3, and that concludes our reading of scriptures for today. If you are reading the New Testament or Apostolic Scriptures through twice this cycle, you would also be reading Romans 14 today. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I pray that you will be blessed today by the word you have listened to, and that it will bear much fruit as you ponder it in your heart. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time.